I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Quick recap from the weekend, Atlantic girls and boys tennis competing in regional and preliminary sub-state play. The Atlantic girls in regional action won their opening match over Audubon 5-1 as they got singles wins from Tessa Grooms, Genevieve Martinez, Olivia Engler, Addie Schmidt, and Aspen Nicholson. And then they moved on to take on Red Oak, and Red Oak got the 5-0 sweep as they won all singles matches necessary there to advance. So Atlantic's team tennis season coming to a close there. The Atlantic boys able to advance in their preliminary sub-state match as they win over Southwest Valley 5-4. Singles wins from Grant and Ethan Sturm and from Hunter Wepler, and then doubles wins from Grant and Ethan Sturm, and then Brian York and Hunter Wepler teaming up for that number three doubles victory to help Atlantic move on and advance. They'll now be in sub-state play coming up this next Saturday. In other high school sporting notes, first-round regional girls golf is contested today around the state for Class 1A and 2A schools. The top two teams and top six individuals from each site advance on to the second-round regional competition. Class 3A and 4A schools have their lone round of regional play coming up on the 24th. Here's a look at the area sites and teams for today's play. In Class 1A, Region 2A at Dunlop has AHSTW, Audubon, Bowyer Valley, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Kingsley Pearson, Logan Magnolia, and Woodbine. Region 2B at Anita has Cam, Earlham, East Union, Lamoni, Lenox, Mount Air, Nottoway Valley, Southwest Valley, and Westwood. Region 2C at Neola has Bedford, East Mills, Essex Stanton, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Riverside, Sydney, St. Albert, and Tri-Center. And then in Class 2A play in Region 2A at Panora, that includes ACGC, Des Moines Christian, Kemper Catholic, OABCIG, Panorama, PCM, Van Meter, and Woodward Granger. Region 2B at Shenandoah has Clarinda, I-35, Missouri Valley, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Trainer, Underwood, and West Central Valley, all in competition today. We'll have those results up for you on our sports page at KJN.com and, of course, on air reports for you as soon as we can get them to you as well. Big news for the Iowa State and UNI softball teams here over the weekend as they both were named to a regional action in Columbia, Missouri, and they'll actually face each other in the opening round of competition as UNI gets in and the Cyclones get in for their first trip to the tournament since 1988.
It was really exciting. I mean, I think we all felt pretty confident going into the show, but there's always, you know, a little bit of doubt going into it. Excited to be going back to Missouri. You know, it's somewhere we've played before and a team we've played a couple times, and same with UNI. So I think it's, you know, just teams and a place that's familiar to us, and we feel pretty confident going into it.
That's UNI senior infielder Sammy Williams. Cyclone coach Jamie Pinkerton is happy for his seniors who had the 2020 season cut short.
First time in 2 years that we've had a selection show, and with 19 being cut short and the history of them not knowing if their season was over, it's kind of come full circle now with them being able to come back and kind of see it through and you know, close their careers out like they deserve.
And also the UNI squad finished second at the Missouri Valley Tournament over this past weekend. The Iowa men won a second straight Big Ten Outdoor Track and Field Championship. The Hawkeyes scored a school record 127.5 points. It marks the first time the Hawkeyes have won the indoor and outdoor titles in the same year since 1963. Iowa finished 33 points ahead of second place Michigan. Iowa coach Joey Woody.
30-plus points is great. I want more, but very, very happy, you know, to be able to win by that many points, especially as competitive as this conference is. There's a lot of tremendous teams in this conference and you know, a lot of great coaches in this conference. So, you know, to be able to win that big is really good.
Woody says the key was a group of seniors who took advantage of the extra year provided by COVID. He says there's still a lot for his team to accomplish.
We got the NCAA finals. We got to get there. And then we got the Olympic trials. So we got still a long season ahead of us. And you look at, you know, I think in the next week, the next weekly rankings, we're going to be ranked pretty high just based on the performances we put out this weekend. So we're in a really good spot going into the postseason.
And the Iowa State track and field team ended up finishing the second place effort in the Big 12 Outdoor Championships as well here this past weekend. And Wesley Kiptoo had an historic weekend winning three different events there for the Cyclones. And in baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals Got edged by the San Diego Padres 5-3. Nolan Arenado drove in two. Arenado and Dylan Carlson each had two hits, and Kwang-Yun Kim struck out three batters in three and third innings of action. Cardinals are off here today. They'll be back at it tomorrow against the Pirates. That'll be a 5:50 pregame tomorrow night. We'll have it here on the radio. That's a look at sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.